Welcome to Get the Point, the podcast where we guess a picture that has been pointillized in Photoshop to varying degrees. I'm your host, KJ, and with me is...
Tom.
Nick.
And I'm Chris.
Today's picture is a screenshot from a video game you've probably played, or know someone who's played. Is that grammatically correct?
It is.
Does it matter?
I've played so few video games that this is going to be hilarious.
Yeah, but you know me.
I do know you.
Bomberman.
We'll also be playing samples of the game music as we go. For those on the audio only feed, my co-host will describe what they see in great detail so you can play along from home. But if you are a more visual person, head on over to our YouTube channel, Talking Studios, where you'll be able to see for yourself the pointillized picture. Everyone ready for the first reveal?
Yes.
Let's do it.
Ooh.
Blue. Not a, two-thirds from, I guess, one-third from the top all the way down is bluish tones.
Yeah, definitely a lot of blue in the bottom two-thirds with a white dot, a surprising white dot. Mm-hmm. In the bottom right-ish quadrant.
Yeah, there's a blue fella with a suspicious white belly button.
Right. How would you guys describe the top of this? Like pinks and reds, right?
Yeah.
Red. There's some orange.
There's white. Assorted colors. White. There doesn't seem to be a specific pattern. Maybe those kind of maroon reds that are dancing around have something, but also the oranges and
they're dancing. Nice.
Is this vintage video games, KJ, or it could be any genre or like time period?
It can be anything, but I will say they're mostly 2D games that I thought the screenshots would work well with.
Got it.
Now, are these screenshots of the video game in play, or are these the title screen?
Mostly in play. I think all in play.
Okay, perfect.
No.
Do you guys want the first sound clip?
Sure. Let's do it.
Oh, can I guess? I got it, I think.
Can I hear it again before Tom's guess?
Sure.
No,
sure.
He can't hear it again.
Yeah, he can.
No.
What's your guess, Tom?
Is it Mega Man?
Incorrect.
No, it's
any other guesses?
I have a thought. I just play it one more time.
I do have a guess. I'm gonna say Jaws the video game.
Ooh, good guess, Chris. Incorrect.
Side scroller. It's not Ninja Gaiden. It's
if it's Mega Man 2, I'm gonna punch you.
No. If you guys get in the realm, I'm not.
Oh, I got one for you. I think I know the company.
Okay.
But I don't know if it's the game. Dodgeball.
Ooh, excellent guess. I love Dodgeball. Incorrect. We're moving on to our second reveal.
Okay, I got it. All right, so the picture is, once again, still very, very blue on the bottom two-thirds. The coloration inside of the blue has definitely gotten a little bit more distinct. There's now two areas of color, and then the top third is definitely still a smattering of pinks and oranges and
oh,
beige.
I got it.
I got it too.
It's the one that was trying to figure out the first time that I think I might have now.
You guys want the next sound clip anyway?
Yeah.
Yes.
Just for the audience?
Yeah.
Yep. Got it for sure.
Wow.
I thought I had it on the first one. 100%
positive.
Well, watch. We're all going to say different ones.
100% positive.
Let's start with Tom, and we'll give points to everybody if he's right. What
it's
do you got, Tom?
Zelda.
So close.
No.
So
close.
I'm
Tom has now listed
positive.
All the video games he knows.
Tom is 100% positive. He has no idea what this picture is.
All right, Chris and Nick, what do you have?
I have Punch-Out.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
I don't have Punch-Out.
What do you have,
I have
Nick?
Double Dragon.
Whoa. Good guess, but Chris
takes
the episode.
Nice.
What game is this?
Punch Out?
Yes.
All right. I don't know what this is, but
well, there were two versions. There was, right? Punch
yeah,
Out.
Yeah, Mike Tyson's Punch Out came second.
Yeah, Mike Tyson's Punch Out.
It might have came first, Chris. I think Mike Tyson's Punch Out might have came first, and there was a legal dispute. So then they released Punch Out featuring
really?
Mr.
Okay.
Dream. Yeah.
Think KJ might be right on this one.
This boxer looks out of shape.
Which one?
The boxer who's more prominently featured, the guy with no shirt on.
in the upper right.
Yeah, he's got killer legs, but he looks a little doughy otherwise.
He didn't skip leg day.
He did not skip leg day, and
he's the first weird boxer. Boxing. He's called Glass Joe. You're supposed to be able to.
Oh, he's doughy because you're supposed to be able to hurt
him. I never had this game though. I never played either one of them that much. I knew people had him as like a very popular one, but
I never owned this myself on the NES, but I owned iterations of it. Like there was a Super Punch Out on the 16-bit. Mm-hmm. I remember having that one, but yeah, I never played. I never owned this one. I played it obviously, but.
Well, congratulations to Chris for being able to identify this game. Were you able to get it before our co-host? Let us know on social media at Talking Studios or in the comments below on YouTube.
You can rate and review this show anywhere podcasts are available. For those viewing in YouTube land, if you haven't already, please like this video, subscribe to the Talking Studios channel for all our exciting content, and follow us on Twitter at Talking Studios. Check out other shows by Talking Studios, including Talking Pictures Trivia, where we explore movies through trivia, Limited Lexicon, where we play through text-based adventure games, and Keep Making Movies, where we explore micro-budget films. Got a question for us? Call the Talking Studios hotline at 201-467-8679. And leave a message. It may be featured on a future episode. And if you haven't already, please subscribe to Get the Point wherever fine podcasts are found.
Wow, Talking Studios. Tom, I think there's at least one you're gonna get, so.
All right. I'm just gonna keep guessing two or three things over and over again. Can we do Victorian novel covers?
Nope.
No. We could do Fabio novel colors.
Okay. Oh, now we're talking.
Oh, God. I've been compared to him,
though. This is the one where he didn't have long hair.
Yeah. When I had long hair, I got a lot of Fabio. I could have been someone.
I could have been a contender.
Could have been a Fabio.
Could have been.
Instead of here guessing video games.
Well, that was depressing.